In this second episode of our four-part series on Python and Django on Azure, Carlton Gibson is here to show us how you can bring your Python app to the cloud in just a few clicks using Azure App Service, which is integrated into Visual Studio Code, today on Azure Friday. Hey, friends and Pythonistas. Welcome to another episode of Azure Friday. My name is Nina Zakarenko. I'm a senior cloud developer advocate at Microsoft. With me today is Carlton Gibson. He's a Django fellow, a maintainer on Django, along with a lot of other projects that you probably use. In the last episode of Azure Friday, Carlton showed us how Visual Studio Code helps us develop Python apps. On today's episode, we're going to talk about how to deploy those apps into Azure App Service.
Okay, thank you, Nina. Here we are, we've got our project open. It's the snippets app that we used in the last episode. And the first thing to deploy to Azure, we need to get some Azure extensions. So the first, there's an Azure extension and a specific one for the app service, and there's another one that we're going to look at for storage.
Where do you set those extensions up?
Okay, so you get those from the extensions tab, and you type in Azure, and you do a search, and then there's all the different ones. And so relevant for this video, we've got the app service one and the storage one, which we're going to use for static files. So let's begin, right? So let me bring up some commands. And if we type, so I just hit Shift Command P, and that brings up
the command palette.
Yeah, the command palette, which lets you go through all the commands that are available. So I've typed app service to filter it down. And let's create a new web app. Okay, so we need a globally unique name. Wow. So let's go Azure, oh, that exists. Demo, and let's call it app. Oh, no, right, okay, so let's go two. Yeah, okay, fine. That's fine. And we're going to use Linux because we want a Python, and we're using the Python 3.7 preview. Okay, and that's just going to spin up for a second. And while that's done, I just need to do one thing here. I just need to change that name. Okay, that will become relevant later. Okay, so let's, here you are. Right, okay, so it's finished. It's created the app, and it says deploy to web app. And here I have to say no right now. Why? Because there's things we have to configure. When mm-hmm. you deploy a Django app, there's the database, there's the static files, there's all these things. We've got to set those up first. So let's just click, no, it's gone away. So it hasn't deployed. So that's okay. Leaving it is the same as clicking no.
It knew what you were thinking.
Yeah, it did. It's psychic. That's good. Okay, so the first thing I want to do is just have a little browse in the portal. So you can, I've clicked on this other app here, but you can open it in the portal. But I've got that already loaded up here. And so this is, the Azure app, but I'm going to click on this link here which says resource group. Mm-hmm. And a resource group is like a collection of related things. It's like a folder that you can put all your elements together. And you can see a few different things that we've got going on here. We've got a Postgres instance, which is an Azure database for Postgres SQL Server. Mm-hmm. And we've got a storage account for static files. And inside those, we'll have a particular container, which is where we're going to put our static files.
Sounds great.
Okay, so that's what we need. The question is, how do we set it up? So let's hide that. If I come here and we go open a file and we go env example. Okay, so this is a template file for all the settings you need to configure your application. It's the 1, 2, 3 of Django deployment. It's the database settings, it's the settings for static files, and it's the things like your Django settings module and your AppDB name. And that's it. So how do we set those? So let me bring up a terminal. Again, I've just used the shortcut there, which is control back tick, but you could use the menu command. And then I want to pull all of those secrets into my environment so that I can use them. So I'm just going to do a bit of shell magic here. So first of all, we have to export them. We have to export the environment variables so that they're passed on to any child processes. And we get those by grepping, and we want to exclude any line which begins with a hash.
Because those are comments,
right? And then, and we want to do that for the file Azure Demo, which is
where you're keeping your secrets.
Demo, which is where I'm keeping my secrets. That was the file we just opened, right?
Yes.
And then we pass that into XArgs. And what that does is that puts all of those secrets onto one line, which we can then pass to the export command.
Great.
Okay, that seemed to work, which is super. Okay, so we set those. Now, creating a database is that there's a few steps to it. We've got the resource group, we've got the location, but I've created a script which we can use to help us here. So let's just minimize that for a second. And this script will go through the various steps for us. Let's run it, and we'll talk about the steps one at a time.
This looks really helpful.
It is helpful, and you as long as you've set these environment variables, it will work for you. If it doesn't, then file a bug on the repo, and we'll work it out. So we want to go in bin, create DB, okay? And do you want to create the Postgres server? So I'm going to answer no, because we already did this. You saw that server, but you can click yes. So create server, it's this command, and it pulls all the relevant variables out of the environment that we just set.
And you run this command with the Azure CLI.
Yeah, so this AZ command is the Azure CLI. And the various, it's got so many options as to be incredible, because the whole of Azure can be scripted via the CLI. So anyway, let's pull up the terminal. And I'm going to click no there, because I've already done that. Create the firewall rules. Well, no, because I already did that as well, but let's have a quick look at those. So if we scroll down, you can create the firewall rules, and it will allow access from Azure IPs.
Yes.
And there's also one to allow access from your IP, which is handy for the steps that are going to follow. But as I say, I've already set that up. So I'm going to click no to that one. But do you want to create the app DB? Well, yeah, okay, let's create the app DB. Before we run it, let's just have a quick look. Again, it just uses the Azure command Postgres DB create with the right values, and it uses the app DB name variable, which we put into our environment.
So and that isolates all of the application data from your standard Postgres server.
Well, yeah, okay, so there's a Postgres server, and it can have multiple databases.
Right.
Your application needs a particular database in a server.
Right.
Okay, so let's run yes. And that will take a second or two. So this creates the database. And then once it's done that, it will also connect to the database. I'll just show you that. Oh, nah. Don't tell me we've got a demo gods bug. Oh, no, it's worked. Fine, fantastic. Okay.
The demo gods are looking down on you.
For the moment, there's a lot to go. And what it gives us is a fully qualified domain name. And that value there is the one that you need to extract and put into your setting file as the host, because in your Django settings, you need the Postgres data, the actual server that you connect to.
Right. This is the host name.
Yeah. This is the host name.
Okay.
Okay. So we're done with that. And here at the bottom, just in comments, there's the PSQL command that you could run if you had all of those set in your environment that you could run to connect to that database. That newly created database using PSQL. Anyway, there's that file.
Yeah, I find that super helpful. Sometimes you need to dig around and see what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of steps in creating the Postgres server, so to have that script is kind of handy. Okay, so now that we've done all of that, we can do some cool things. So let's maximize this terminal. Okay, so what do we need to do? We need to connect to, so we can now connect. Let's show migrations. So we've got a database, but it's empty, or it should be. Okay, you can see here are the list of Django migrations that we always have to apply, but none of them have been applied. So let's change that. And because I've set in the environment, all the right variables to connect to the production database, we can just do this from within VS Code.
So that's going to prime our production database.
Yeah, so it's running the migrations. Okay. Okay, and this just takes, a few seconds, but
love seeing that wall of green OKs.
Yeah.
Means everything's working.
Yeah. It's done. Okay. And next. Okay. So we've run the migrations. So we could show those again if you wanted to, but let's not, you know, you believe me there, right? And then we've got a little script here which just loads some fixtures. So let's run that. First of all, it flushes the database in case this is a demo app, so sometimes you want to reset it. You can remove all the data, and then it will load user fixtures and snippet fixtures. So at least there's something in there when you deploy. And this is, you know, this is cool. You're doing all of this from inside VS Code. You just, you know, you haven't gone anywhere. It's all there. Right, so the 1, 2, 3 of Django deployment. Configure your database. We've done that.
Yes.
Collect static.
Yes.
Okay, so we can do this again now. Manage.py, collect static.
And for the viewers out there who aren't maybe not so familiar with Django, what does collect static do?
Okay, so collect static gathers all your static files, all your JavaScript, all your images, all your CSS files, and it puts them in a known location for your web server to deploy. In our case, that's this container in Azure storages. So in the resource group that we saw at the beginning, there was the storage container account.
Right.
So we've created a container, and collect static will connect to that container and upload those. So you've requested to collect static files at the destination location specified in your settings. Do you want to continue? Yes, we really do want to continue.
Can we take a quick look at how that's set up?
Yes, well, what we can do, so in the Azure extensions, storage extension, we've got blob containers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to just has to connect and load. And obviously, we're using the network twice over here. So AZ demo container was our container for the thing. And look, you can see these are the Django static files being uploaded here and there and then. And
that's really cool.
Yeah, and it's doing it, and we'd have to refresh to see them all.
So can you take a look at those files?
Yeah.
Can you see what's in there?
Yeah, so we can double click that, and it will download. But we need to minimize that thing so we can't see it. Now let's just get rid of that.
Oh,
And this is live. So this has come off of the production storage container. And if we were really cheeky, we could probably, hello. Like, obviously, I don't know if you really want to.
Yes.
Oh, so but you can save it, we'll upload. Well, yeah, let's upload it. So we not only can we view our static files in the production environment, if we were to need to, we could edit them. Like, you know.
There are so many situations where that would have been incredibly helpful.
Okay.
My development career.
So yeah, I mean, and sometimes you have to do it, right? So you know, we've all been there where you have to FTP in, and you don't have to do that because you can just access it straight from your editor.
That's awesome. Right? It's so user friendly.
Yeah, and you're not end up using Vim stuck on a server where you can't remember how to exit. Okay, so what does static files collect? Static says 159 static files copied.
Okay.
So it's done the job. So let's close that. We don't want to see that. So the 1, 2, 3 of Django deployment.
Yes.
Database, static files done. So now we actually have to run the application.
Right.
So for that, azure.py. Here you are. So this is a production settings file. And I can show you this because we're using environment variables. There are no secrets in it. So we've imported from the default settings file or everything. Now that's not best value, but it's fine for now. Obviously, in production, we set debug false.
Right.
And then the static file storage, we're using Django storage as a source storage, which is to serve static files from the remote storage URL. And we've given it the account name, the container name, and the account key.
So
that's it. Those were the three credentials we had to define in our secrets file. And then for the database, we set PostgreSQL, we give it the appdb name, the user password, the password, and the host name. It's important here that we have this option SSL mode require for connection. That's on by default, and you can disable it, but don't. Just set this.
Yes.
Okay. So with that in place, we're almost ready to deploy.
Yes.
There's just one thing we need to do. We have to tell the app service what the values of these secrets are for the environment for the Django application.
Yeah.
When we're running it locally in the shell, we've got those. But we need to tell the app service that. So I've created another script to help us do that.
Let's take a look at your script. But there's also a few different ways of setting those variables. You can do it in the portal.
Yep.
You can even do it straight from VS Code.
You can do it here. So if we open this up, you can add them one by one in the application settings.
And once you have some, they'll actually be listed there. You can edit them,
that's
delete
cool as
them
well.
So on the fly.
Yeah, so that's cool. But I scripted it just because I needed to. So here is the list of the settings keys that we need to set. And then we have to format them into key value pairs. And then we have to create this command. And I've got a link to the reference there. So if we come back to the terminal and we go bin app service.
And before you run settings. Do you want to close your application settings tab?
Yeah, why not? Okay, so update app setting. Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
And so what the script does is it takes all the defined settings and it uploads them to the app service. Now, the script it validates that you did set them in the environment, but it doesn't validate that you set sensible values, so you have to do that. Okay, and that's done. And that's ready to go. So we can hit magic and we can go, nearly. We have to do one more thing. We have to configure the deployment source.
Right.
Okay? And we're going to set local git. And what that does is it takes our git repo that we've got and it does a git push up to the app service. And then the app service will take our requirements file, build a virtual environment using our requirements file, bootstrap the app, and start it running behind GunningCon. So that's super. So now we've set that, we can then go deploy to web app. Yes? Skip that for now. That says you always want to deploy the same one. We'll skip that for a second. And that's doing it. So it says check the output window for status. Okay, so let's get rid of that. And if we come over to the output window.
Yeah, so something I found a little bit confusing when I first started using Visual Studio Code is I knew about the output window. I didn't notice that little drop down on the right-hand side. So there are different outputs.
There's outputs from tasks, from extensions, from Git, from the Python extension, from Docker's got two going on. I know why Docker's so greedy, but
You have to make sure you select the right one.
Yeah, and it just gets you. Well, with terminals, you know, you can have multiple terminals running, mm-hmm. Which, again, can be confusing or can be not. Anyway, this takes a few minutes to deploy. That's no problem because we can. Open another one. There's a button here to browse in the website.
So this is one that you've already
deployed? Yeah, this is
deployed.
One that I deployed earlier because for the sake of the presentation, we can't wait. And here we are. Here's our browsable API with our code that we added in the last video.
Now, what's that URL that it's hosted at?
Okay, so this is Django app service deploy.azurewebsites.net. And so that's that first bit is the app name that I gave it. So app demo 2 isn't the best URL, but ideally you'd probably put a proxy in front of this. You could use Azure's
domain.
Application gateway or something to put a custom domain in front.
But you don't have to.
Totally serviceable. And that's it. And that's how you deploy your Python, your Django application to the app service.
Carlton, that's really great. So you showed us a lot of code. Where can people go and get this code and try this out for themselves?
Yep, very good. On my fork of the REST Framework tutorial repo, mm-hmm. there's all the information you need, all the steps, all the scripts that I demonstrated. It's all there.
Great.
Go and check it out.
Yeah, you can check the show notes below the video for an easy link. On the next video, we're going to talk about automating deploys with Azure DevOps pipelines.